This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey. Ooh, that seemed very loud. Is that loud?
It is loud.
Old school DJs would ride that thing. They'd go, and coming up this morning, we got traffic and weather together for you. Then we're going to take a look at what has been born at the zoo overnight. All that coming up.
It's fun.
Yeah, but I would rather hear that than somebody talking over vocals of a song. People singing.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Oh, my gosh. drives me nuts. Stone cold nuts, man. Drives me nuts. So, wait, what is this? This is about the 20th thing that we've recorded today. This is the TJ's Fanaticos podcast. TJ Fanaticos podcast, right?
That's right.
Killing it.
Yeah.
I woke up way before my alarm went off this morning.
That's awful. I'm so sorry that happened.
Doesn't that suck?
It's the worst. Waking up 10 minutes,
this was
20 minutes.
This was 2 hours.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's not as bad. You can go back to bed.
I couldn't, though. No.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I had urinated in the bed. That's what woke me up.
I don't do it.
No, I'm kidding. But once I get, once I wake up like that, I can't go back. I can't go back home, Riggins.
What, when you wake up, like eyes open, fully aware, like there, do you ever, are you ever able to go back to bed?
Usually not, no.
Really?
No. So if I have a dream or something, it doesn't even have to be a bad dream, but if the dream ends and it kind of wakes me up, I can't go back to sleep.
That's awful. I know. I'm so sorry.
I wish I could shut off my dreams.
Yeah.
But then again, I pretty much have. To shut off my dreams in real life.
It doesn't have to be a nightmare or anything. It's just any dream.
Mm-hmm. Really. Yeah. It's not like it has to be some kind of a devastating night terror. Like,
yeah,
we have a woman president or anything like that. All right. So we are continuing with the top five things that men need to have. Top five things men need to have. Yesterday was various sizes of ice chests / coolers. So today we are at number 4. And Riggins, how great is this? I figured out how to put that in my little program here where it counts down. You know, the other day when I hit return, it would automatically go up in a number. Well, now I fixed it. So
it's descending.
Yeah. It was difficult too. You know what I had to do? Just hit enter one more time.
Oh,
just to skip a line. Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
I know. And the bad part is that I accidentally figured it out. It's like, whoa, I hit it twice. All right. So we will get to that coming up next. Okay. I feel like when, I shouldn't say that. I don't want to sound like a millennial or a Gen Z. Instead of saying I feel like, I'm going to say I think.
Yeah.
I think, not that there's anything wrong with millennials saying it, Riggins. I know you're a millennial, and it's fine if you say that. I just don't want to be the old man in the club, you know.
I understand.
So, yeah, I think that these things are probably things that people who've listened to the show more than a couple of days have already heard me say.
Okay.
You know, the five things that men need to have yesterday being various sizes of ice chests / coolers. Today, number four is something that I harp on all the time. Because if anybody is qualified to tell other males how to be men, it is I.
The manliest of men.
Exactly. So, number four, five things men need to have. A grasp of the most basic cooking skills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not expect this one.
Because if you can't, if your wife or your mom is not around, you know, if you're a young man still living at home, and you can't get into the kitchen and cook something for yourself, then I mean, those are basic survival skills as far as I'm concerned. If you can't even get in there and make yourself a dang quesadilla,
yeah,
or you don't know how to season some chicken and throw it into a skillet or in the oven, especially when you got the jugal right there in your hand.
Yeah, I know.
And I've tried to get, you know, my little friend Jenny's handsome husband, Michael, to let me teach him a few things about how to cook and all that. He doesn't want any part of it.
He's resistant to any kind of.
Yeah. So see, and I'm just saying, doesn't mean that he's not a man. I'm just saying that a man, he needs to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And so that's why I keep trying to teach him stuff. And he'll come and ask questions while I'm cooking and all that, but he doesn't ask like he wants to do it himself. He's not interested in it in that way.
Maybe he's trying to get the information so, God forbid, something happens where he has to. He's like, oh, I remember how to do that.
Yeah. What I would love to do, and this could be good content, as the kids say, I would like to have a full video production of little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael in an Iron Chef competition, like see who can cook the best dish, because neither one of them can cook anything.
Yeah, what would they even make?
I've known them for 6 years now, and the only thing I've ever seen her do, and it happened 2 weeks ago for my birthday, she just on a whim said, I'm going to make some brownies, and stopped, got a box of brownie mix, and she did it. I was like, whoa.
Were they edible?
They were delicious.
Oh.
They were delicious.
So maybe she's got the skills and she doesn't want to put them to the test.
I don't know. But I mean, how, is she not what you would call a sentimental, soft kind of chick? So I took that as how sweet of a gesture is that?
Yeah.
That she was going to bake me some brownies, and she was wasted, drunk.
That's but even still, more impressive.
Yeah, still.
Baking.
I love that.
Yeah, I would like
to
see them.
They weren't even like Duncan Hines. They were that Giraldi or whatever that brand is.
Good too.
What is that brand? Is it Giraldi or something?
Ghirardelli.
Yeah. Giraldi. I was close. Something Giraldo? Italian. Something Italian. But can your dad is old school. He didn't even know what goes in a salad, like lettuce and tomatoes and things like that. So if your mom is not home, let's say it's during COVID again. Say we have another COVID, Riggins, and your mom is not home and had to be gone for a couple of days and no restaurants are open anywhere. What would he do? Just open cans of stuff? He can at least open a can of something and heat it right on the stove.
Yeah. You know what? I'd never seen him cook anything, a thing, but I would imagine he can probably open a can of tuna and put it on bread. Like, I think that's probably what he would do, is open a can of something.
But can he grill? Does he grill?
He can grill.
Okay.
He can grill. Yeah, maybe he would do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of the grill. So maybe but beyond grilling the burgers, you know, that's it.
And is he good at it?
Yeah, he's fine.
Mm. Is he as good as you are at grilling things?
No, I'm already 10 times the grill master he is.
Yeah.
And I let him know all the time. And my mom's freaked out about him cooking chicken on the grill, so it's really just burgers and steaks.
She's scared he's going to undercook it.
Yeah, or overcook whatever.
Yeah, get a thermometer, meat thermometer. All you got to do is just sacrifice one piece of it.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to be as juicy as the others, but use that as the tester.
Yeah.
165.
Yeah, that's probably what he would do. But and it also manifests itself in a way that he can't give any kind of notes about the food because my mom knows he doesn't cook at all. So if he's like,
oh,
you did something different with the macaroni salad. I mean, you can feel the daggers come from her eyes. Even if he was like, I like it better now.
Yeah.
She doesn't want it. She doesn't want any notes. No notes about the food.
Which is so funny. He would never do something like I did to my wife the other day. She was Saturday scrambling eggs for herself for breakfast. And I was doing something in the pantry and back and forth to the kitchen. And as I walked through the kitchen, I went, fire's too hot. Fire's too hot.
No. Unless he wanted to
But
die.
I really, it wasn't hurting, but the fire was way higher than I would have had it to scramble an egg, but I was mainly just doing it to pick at her.
Yeah.
You know, and it worked. She got pissed.
Mission accomplished. She was pissed.
I scramble eggs every day, and it's just fine. I don't need your help.
Yeah, I mean, you can cook a hot dog in a volcano, but you don't need to, you know. It's a little too warm.
I guess it would be even worse if you don't have any credibility in the kitchen at all.
Yeah, just shut up. And he walks himself into that trap every time. Just shut up.
Now, of the three brothers, who's the best cook of y'all?
Oh, you know what? My older brothers are pretty good. I would say Matt, my oldest brother.
Really?
Yeah, He's got a good handle on a lot of things. He's he grills and he also makes pastas and sauces and things.
But I thought Kevin, the middle brother, was the overachiever in the group.
He is, but his wife does the majority of the cooking.
Yeah,
and he was a Boy Scout too. He can put something together. He's not pathetic like my dad is. Mm-hmm. But I think it's probably my oldest brother.
Yeah, and has your sister-in-law, Kevin's wife, has she gotten better at cooking than when they first got married? I know when y'all used to all live together.
It came up again this past weekend. Yeah. She pointed out, you know, that green bean casserole problem.
Yeah.
So she's holding on to it. I don't know. You know what? It's been a long time since she's made me any food, but I think she handles the majority of the cooking. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's trash. Who knows? I'm leaning towards trash.
But my daughter tells me that there are so many young women now that have no idea how to cook anything. Like she told me the other day that her roommate, up until my daughter told her this week, that she thought that when you buy chicken at the grocery store, like a package of chicken breasts, you have to freeze it before you can cook it. So you have to freeze it, then thaw it. Even if you're going to cook it like the next day, you buy it, you freeze it, and then you thaw it. She thought that that's how you had to cook chicken.
Well, I can't even imagine the reasoning.
I don't know.
Somebody told her that.
And then she thought that even because Lainey said, "Now you can just put it in the refrigerator. It's fine." So she put it in the refrigerator and then still thought that it needed to be thawed.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. What is going on?
Because that just means that, I mean, they're so that, you know, sitting around the dinner table is where all of the family, I mean, that hasn't been, you know, as popular, or it's been, well, not that it hasn't been popular. It's been, you know, torn apart.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, it's part of that whole thing. I always talk about it relates back to, tearing down the traditional family and all of that stuff.
Yeah. So many people learn how to cook from standing in the kitchen, watching their mom or whoever cook. And maybe that's just not happening because DoorDash and everybody's doing so many different things. You're probably just maybe ordering out. Maybe that's what it is.
And a lot of that, the traditions, you know, from the earlier times came from the big meal of the week, which was after church. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to church anymore.
Right.
It's another thing that's hurting it. A bunch of godless people. And that's by design. Not just by design from the devil, but by the design from people out to harm our society.
That's right. The devil's got his fingerprints all over this.
You better bet yourself he does.
That's right.
That old devil's right behind that door. What door? Every door.
It's true.
So if you don't learn how to cook something, men, that means the devil's got you.
You're a demon.
Start with angel food cake.
That's recipe number one you need to learn.
To combat that old devil, you grab Satan by the tail and you cast him out of your kitchen. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.